A story now from Mississippi, where records show that as of August 2017, more than 100 people sat in county jails waiting for mental health evaluations to determine if their cases can proceed. Now, these people have not been convicted of a crime, and in one case, a defendant was locked up for nearly 4 years without a trial waiting for an evaluation. The reporting comes from ProPublica, and former ProPublica reporter Sarah Smith says it's a statewide scandal in Mississippi. Sarah's with me now, and Sarah, let's start with 16-year-old Tyler Hare. He's at the center of your reporting. Who is Tyler, and how did he wind up in jail?
Tyler had a long history of mental illness throughout his childhood and stabbed his father's girlfriend in the back with a 10-inch butcher knife. He was arrested in Calhoun County, Mississippi, and wound up in jail as a 16-year-old in an adult jail. He then waited in that adult jail for nearly 4 years without a trial. He didn't get lost in the system. Nobody forgot about him. He was waiting for a forensic mental evaluation to determine whether he was even fit to stand trial. And without that evaluation having taken place, nothing could move forward.
Why didn't it happen? I mean, a wait of a couple of weeks or a couple of months, maybe somebody says these wait times are too long, but you're talking about waits on the order of years. For a young man who didn't fall through the cracks, people knew he was there and knew he needed to be evaluated. What happened?
Mississippi has only 15 state beds with which to conduct these pretrial evaluations and restorations if need be. 15 state beds for the entire state of Mississippi. Tyler did not have medication. He did not have visits from a psychiatrist. He was not regularly treated. This is not a mental ward. It's a jail.
Can you talk about his behavior in jail, what the sheriff and his other jailers observed in him, and whether or not he seemed to be well while he was in there?
Certainly. They saw him as much of the time he was quite docile. Then there was that other part of the time when he said he saw little green men and he heard voices. And he would ask to go into solitary confinement because he just couldn't deal with the voices or the other inmates. Some of the other inmates reported him clutching his feet and rocking back and forth in the middle of the jail cells.
Well, there was a sheriff in Calhoun County who at least was trying to shake the trees of the justice system, calling up to the state hospital on a monthly basis to get Tyler evaluated. What was he told? What was happening there?
He was told that Tyler was third on the wait list, third on the wait list, third on the wait list. Then all of a sudden he calls up one day in the spring of 2016 and he's told without explanation that Tyler has dropped a 10th on the wait list. And he says, essentially, I don't know how you can say that he's dropped a 10th. You've never seen him. You don't know his problems. You've never sent anybody out here. Why is he number 10? And he, again, gets no explanation.
So you started checking out the hospital in question. This is a place called Whitfield, and discovered a lot of problems there, too. What's going on at the state hospital in Mississippi?
Well, the state hospital in Mississippi, in this forensic unit at least, has had the same number of beds and has not been updated since it was built in 1955. And they have been continually asking for more funding, and the state legislature has continually denied it. It is not up to fire code. Paint is peeling. There is mold everywhere. Each cell is secured by individual padlocks, so there's no central locking system. Someone has to go and individually release each one of the inmates, which is obviously an extremely dangerous situation.
So what did the hospital say in response to your reporting, Sarah?
I was not able to interview anyone from the hospital. They sent me a statement and declined to make anyone available. They've said that they're trying to do the best with what they have. They have been starting a new initiative to do competency restoration in a local jail rather than bringing people into Whitfield inpatient, which hopefully can reduce the wait list. And they've said that they've seen some success with that.
And Sarah, where is Tyler Hare now? He was deemed competent to stand trial?
Yes, he was. Tyler Hare is currently serving his sentence in a regional facility as a state prisoner. He took a plea bargain. He is not getting any mental health care there.
Sarah Smith, former reporting fellow at ProPublica. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.